And we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG Plus at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A live look at Giants practice on this Wednesday as they get ready for their second preseason game, hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers Saturday night at MetLife Stadium. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a closer look at the New York Giants. We'll have an interview with Stevie Brown. We'll dive into the Giants, both offensively and defensively. And who better to do it? Last night, I had Carl Banks, number 58. Tonight, I have another 58, a famous 58, Antonio Pierce. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm good. I'm glad to be backed up by Carl Banks. When you get two 58s on there, that's a winning number.
Yeah, two great 58s. Your impressions of what you saw in the Giants in that first preseason game?
Well, I did see a sense of urgency, especially from the defensive side of the ball. I like what I saw from the offense, the tempo. Obviously, what you've been seeing in practice from them in training camp, that transferred over into the game. And more importantly, the two running backs, Andre Williams and Rashad Jennings, did an excellent job running football, very powerful. When the Giants have played good football, they've had a good running game.
That is very much true, and that's what Tom Coughlin wants, balance in his offense. One running back that they will not have this year is obviously David Wilson, who was told on Monday that he can no longer play in the NFL. Earlier today, David talked to the media.
And then you go to NFL, and then you got all these NFL players, great players that will probably be in the Hall of Fame one day. And great players that'll probably be in the Hall of Fame one day. And they support you. And coaches that won Super Bowls, they get behind you and they support you. And that's just been a great feeling, man. These are tears of joy, man. Don't for a second y'all think that I'm pitying myself or sad because I got to live my dream. I always say I'll be looking at my teammates this year and forever that I play with, wishing them the best. And every time I watch a Giants game or a football game and see people play that I actually had a chance to meet, I want to watch them go on that field. And I want to see them try to be great. Because it can be taken away. So when they go on the field, I want to see them every Sunday, Thursday, Monday. I want to see them guys do great and be great and push themselves. And that's where my joy comes from.
Obviously, David Wilson getting a hug from Giants head coach Tom Coughlin as he spoke with the media, very tearful. But David Wilson has handled it marvelously. And Antonio, you know a thing or two about neck injuries. Yeah. This young man only got 2 years in the NFL, but you want to live the rest of your life and be healthy. What was going through your mind when you heard the news?
Those same emotions. I remember the moment that the doctor told me that was pretty much going to be it. And it's hard to think of that your whole career, your whole life, you know, you wanted that opportunity to go out on your own terms. You had an injury to your neck where you're talking about being paralyzed of that nature. That changes things. You know, you have kids, especially for me, I have kids. You got a wife. You want to see them play. You want to play with them. And you can never deal with it. You never deal with it in the moment when your career ends. And it wouldn't happen suddenly like that. And for this gentleman, David Wilson, going to his third year, you expect a lot of things out of him, and it's over with. And that's hard to do for a lot of guys because for our whole life we've been told we're Superman. You can run through a brick wall. You can do all this stuff, yet it ends like this. And I think it's tough for him. And as time goes on, and it's especially for me, as time has went on for myself, you come to adapt and come to understand and live with the changes that's made in your life.
Well, obviously, in your case, at least you wound up winning a Super Bowl right. In your career. David Wilson, 2 years in the NFL, outstanding in kickoff returns, tremendous speed, but his career obviously cut short. Let's take a look at the Giant injury situation as Big Blue gets ready for their second preseason game. Odell Beckham Jr., the first-round pick, remains out with a hamstring. The same thing with Trindon Holiday. Peyton Hillis injured his ankle. He was in and out of practice yesterday. Mike Patterson still bothered by that shoulder. Daniel Fells, a bone bruise in the game on Sunday night. And Bennett Jackson with an ankle injury. Well, the New York Giants obviously need to rely on their defense this year, especially with the implementation of a new offense. Mathias Kiwanuka talked about picking up the slack.
One, just being here in New York, there's obviously that kind of pressure. Two, the season that we had last year, no one wants a repeat of that kind of performance. And then, you know, being elevated into, you know, this kind of role here, being, you know, an older guy, everybody keeps trying to point out. You know, I mean, the pressure's on. It's always on, but this year is a year for us to do it. We got the talent. There's no more excuses, and we can go out there and get a championship if we want to do it.
Mathias Kiwanuka talking about last year's 7-9 season. And Antonio, when you know that there's a new offense and there's a lot of new pieces, as a defensive player, did you feel pressure to sort of try to pick up the slack early?
I think so, because for the most part, whenever you have a new coach, new coordinator, you are behind eight ball. Let's go to 2007 when we had Steve Spagnuolo, when our defense, 80 points in two games. We all remember that. Our offense had to try to pick up the slack, and they did, but we just didn't do enough. We can't give up too many points. So I think the defense understands you have a lot of veteran leaders on this team, right? You got Antro Rowe, you got Mathias Kiwanuka, you got John Beeson, you got guys that know how to play at a very high level. So for them, and again, let's not forget, you do have a two-time Super Bowl quarterback that's getting that ball every time. So you have a chance, but I think for them, it's just being smart, understanding that field position will be key. Turnovers will help out your offense and get points on the board early. If they can do those things as time goes on, and again, the way they ran the ball in that first preseason game, if they can do that consistently, you'll be okay with that offense.
How does a defense create more turnovers to help out an offense?
Right here in the training camp, practice it, right? You drill it in drills. You do certain individual moments or individual position specific drills where you walk working on turnovers. And then when you get to the team period, the running back's running, you're trying to strip that ball out. You know, we always had a thing, punch the ball. When we was here with Steve Spagnuolo, the ball on the ground, scoop and score. Those are just habits that create. So when you get into the game, it's second nature to me.
And the Giants are going to need to build up a good pass rush, too. They need Jason Pierre-Paul to be the player he was in 2011.
Whenever the Giants have won Super Bowl the last 2 years, pass rush. And it's no different. In a passing league where quarterbacks are getting 5,000 yards like it's nothing, you better be able to get to the quarterback. And they have the weapons. They have the personnel there. They just have to do it.
All right. When we come back here on the program, we're going to talk with Antonio Pierce about the man manning the middle linebacker position right now for the New York Giants. And we'll get his take on Jameel McClain. All that and much, much more. The Giants are practicing on this Wednesday evening at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A live look at the practice field. Much more of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Coming up right here on MSG Plus. And we welcome you back to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. The Giants Wednesday practice in full swing as the Giants get ready for their second preseason game Saturday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, who better to talk about the Giants linebackers than my co-host tonight, number 58, Antonio Pearson. Obviously, with John Beeson being hurt right now, Jameel McClain has had to move into the middle. You think he's got the stuff to be a middle linebacker?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that comes with leadership time. I'm sure at some point, high school, college, he was that guy who was vocal, calling the defense, being a middle linebacker, being that guy who set the tone for his team. And you look at his personality, right? He's a tough, no-nonsense guy, and I like those kind of guys. He's all about work. And what more important, he's physical. He demands respect. And I think, you know, when you do get John Beeson back and you put that combination together, you're even that much stronger. But right now, you're getting a new player that you brought in through free agency, getting him used to being vocal, right? It's always good having two linebackers that can speak up as well.
Right. And I guess the other thing, too, is you look at where he came from. He played alongside Ray Lewis for a long time. So you're assuming some stuff rubbed off on him.
Yeah, no, you definitely know he picked up. If you're around Ray Lewis, you automatically pick up something. If it's not film study of how to be a pro, how to lead, how to talk, you learn a lot of things from Ray Lewis. So I'm sure he's bringing that to the New York Giants as well and in that linebacker room as well.
All right, one of the things I know linebackers, former linebackers, always like to do is look at the young guys. I want to ask you a little bit about Devon Kennard, the Giants' fifth-round draft pick out of USC, and what you've seen from him so far.
Well, I like it. I mean, one, he's a physically gifted-looking kid, right? When you look at him, he looks the part. But then also, you know, just watching the other day in the game, you didn't see a guy that was hesitant. You know, I don't know if he's watching film, I haven't been around him enough, but he looked like a guy that was sure of himself. What he saw, a lot of guys, you know, as rookies, young guys, their eyes get caught up, so much is moving around. The playbook is too big, but it doesn't seem like the moment's too big for him. He's taking it in very well, and I wouldn't be shocked at some point in this season if he's one of the main factors at linebackers for the Giants.
And isn't that, again, where leadership, you know, a guy like McClain is kind of taking him under his wing, and all the other young guys, when you have that, that means a lot because it helps the growth of a good player.
Well, I tell you, when I was a young guy, the first thing I did was look at all the older players. What do? How do they watch film? How do they study? What are they writing down? What's their notes? You know, ask as many questions as possible. More importantly, when you're in that second, third group, get mental reps. Right? Sit there and look at that. So I think that's important. This is a kid who went to a good school, right, USC, so he understands it, had good coaching there. So all you got to do is look at your veterans. He's got good leaders in that group to watch and mimic.
I mean, you went to Arizona and you just called USC a good school?
I give him props. When you're on television, you have to be open.
Okay. That leads us to our Twitter question of the day, and it pertains to the Giants linebackers. And the question comes from at Mr. _ C Breezy. Can Jaquan Williams have a breakout year this year, in your opinion, AP?
Well, he needs to. Doesn't matter if he can. He needs to. He needs that. The Giants need that. An athletic linebacker can do a lot for you in sub packages. You saw what he was able to do on special teams just a few years ago when they went to the Super Bowl. But, you know, he has all the physical gifts athletically to make it. I worry about the mental part. You know, can he really adapt to being a full-time starter, being that guy on every down, to be in there stopping the run, playing the pass, rushing the passer? Has all the ability in the world to do it, but can he get over that mental block?
Yeah, and the thing is, as a rookie, he played really well, yep, covering tight ends, and he had that knee injury, and it seems like he lost a little bit of confidence. Right. But at this point in time now, it's time to kind of get over that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you're talking about now you're a vested player. We expect something out of you. And also, aren't you playing for a contract soon, too? So there's some incentives there personally for him as well. But, again, I think it's time for him as an individual and a player to become a pro. Right? Understand what it's like to be healthy. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Get in a film study. You know, sit there with John Beeson and watch film. Hold a meeting together. He can do that. He has the capability of doing it. You got to put the effort. And then you also have to want to do it. And if he can do that, it'll be a lot of success for the Giants.
What kind of pressure does it put on the linebackers practicing against a West Coast-style offense?
It's tough. I mean, because, one, you know, the ball's coming out quick, right? And the running game is always direct. But then I think with what the Giants are doing, when you have the weapons that they have, as far as Yak, right? You get a guy like Cruz, Beckham, Randall. You got to make sure that you're running to the football. So all them short passes, guys on their breaks, eyes to the quarterback, vision and break is key.
All right, we're not done with the Giants defense. When we come back here on the program, we're going to focus in on the secondary and so many new acquisitions for the New York Giants as we continue with this edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. As the Giants going through their practice on this Wednesday evening, a live look at practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. All right, Eli Manning and the Giants going through their practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Giant Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. So glad you can join us here on the program. Time to dial in on the secondary. And Antonio, have you ever played with a secondary with this much talent that the Giants have assembled?
It's up there. You talk about the size, physical, and can run with the wide receiver. I don't think so. And that's not a knock to the guys I play with, but I mean, these are some big DBs that we have out there, physical and with speed.
All right, defensive backs coach Pete Ajunta. Well, he's got a great weapon in Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, and he talked about the talented corner.
Yes, he's got great physical skills, great coverage skills, and you know, he's getting better and better, more comfortable with the other guys in the defensive scheme, and he's working hard to perfect his press technique. And once he can incorporate that, putting his hands on the people at the line of scrimmage, because he's got great quickness, both his hands and feet. Once he does that, I mean, he'll be tough to battle against.
Dominic Rogers-Cromartie comes from the Denver Broncos, where he played last year, the AFC champion Broncos. He had 3 interceptions, 14 passes defended, 6'2", 193 pounds. And Antonio, I'll ask you about DRC and his attributes. Is he what you consider a shutdown corner, or can he be one of those shutdown corners?
Has everything that you want. Size, the speed, the athleticism, the knowledge of the game is, I think, what we haven't given enough credit to, understanding route concepts, understanding press releases and different things from the wide receiver. So this is something the Giants haven't had in a long time. Again, and no disrespect to the guys I play with, but when you see a 6'2", 200-plus type corner lined up on the outside, that's a physical presence for a quarterback, right? And if you're not matched up on, let's say, like a Victor Cruz, he's going to have a challenge at the line of scrimmage. And then add the fact that he can run with you on a go route. He can go with you. And he has great ball skills when the ball's in the air. So you add all those dimensions. He has all the capability of being that guy that the Giants want to be as a shutdown corner.
All right, another guy that the Giants hope can be a shutdown type corner is Prince Amukamara. He was one of the Giants' first-round draft picks in 2011. And talk about Prince's game. I mean, it's gotten better and better. But what does he need to take the step to the next level?
I think for Prince, it's just confidence. I mean, all the ability in the world. You saw that when he was in college. You saw that in a couple of years with the Giants making plays. And I think just go back to the preseason game the other day. The Bills tried him three or four times on go routes with their speedy rookie wide receiver. He was here stride for stride and making a play, not panicking. So as you get older, as you understand now, hey, the Giants brought in other corners. This guy's trying to be the number one corner. I want to be the number one corner. There's some sense of urgency in himself to show his worth. And I think that's important for him as well. But when you talk to the kids, smart, mature, and again, I think for a corner, I played with Champ Bailey and Daryl Green when I was in Washington. They always, you know, forget the next play. Getting better. How can I get better? And just working on those fine details, I think, for the cornerback position, having short-term memory or no memory at all is the best.
All right, the Giants went out and signed Walter Thurman from the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. And DB's coach Dave Merritt says, with Thurman in the house, no need for three safeties on the field at once.
The fact that we have Walter Thurman here as a nickel, you know, that's going to help us tremendously, especially when they put three wide receivers on the field. But a lot of these teams, when they try to play two tight ends, we still have the safety package that's going to allow us to go in and be thicker and be ready to support the run as well as play the pass as well.
Antonio, a lot of people think, well, you could just put a corner in the slot. Not necessarily the case. It's a whole different skill set.
Well, because you get every route out the route tree from wide receiver, right? Guy go across the middle, go out. He got all the field to work with. What I like about Thurman, he brings a swag that Antrell Roe brought a couple years ago. You watched him when he played for the Seattle Seahawks. Very physical tackler, a sure tackler. So when you're sitting here worrying about your nickel cornerback, if you can blitz him, can he handle the run? He can't. He could do that for you. And I think that's the important part of a nickel. I think of Terrell Thomas and how physically gifted he was as far as stepping up in the run, blitzing, handling the receivers across the middle. That is difficult to do. Not a lot of guys can do it. There's not a lot of corners in the National Football League that can make that switch from the outside and then go inside and play nickel, play the run and the pass.
Yeah, Terrell Thomas was fantastic and then injured his knee repeatedly. And obviously it was a situation where he was not the same player when he came back. They added depth with a guy like Zach Bowman, 7-year veteran, has a nose for the football. And you saw him cause two interceptions on Sunday night. The tip ball that Cooper Taylor picked off. And then on the go route, he just, you can see, he understands how to play the ball in the air.
Again, this whole secondary, just a physically gifted group, right? And I think when you add the veterans that they brought in, it's a great mixture of youth and veteran. It should be a good positive results for the Giants.
All right, a lot of fans here at Giants training camp today watching the team practice, and people like to take pictures. So we ask you to upload those pictures via Instagram, hashtag Giants Camp. As fans get a chance to take pictures with Victor Cruz, Steve Weatherford, Zach Diassi. Part of the fun of training camp, if you'd like to upload your photos, Facebook/New York Giants, Twitter @Giants, and on Instagram @NYGiants. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the program, we'll hear from Stevie Brown coming back from his knee injury. A live look at Giants practice at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. You're watching Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Time for our top moments of the day. The secondary dominant in last night's practice. Ryan Nassib gets picked off there by Cooper Taylor, who had a pick against the Bills. Then Nassib picked off by Tremaine McBride, who was a key player for the Giants last year. And then Curtis Painter serves one up to rookie Nat Burhey. So three picks. Those are our top moments of the day from yesterday. As we welcome you back to Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Live Giants practice going on behind us. Antonio Pierce, Antrel Roll, is a guy that you really need to hang your hat on. Since he's come to the Giants, outspoken, but he's become a real leader and their most consistent player on either side of the ball last year.
I think so. I think everything he's brought to the Giants, right? Respect, accountability, example of how to be a pro on and off the field. And again, when things have gotten tough and when the Giants are even struggling, who's the guy that will go and you see making a play or laying his body out for it? Even when the game meant, let's say, out of reach, right? It was Antrel Roll. And I think that rubs off on other guys. You can't have enough of guys like Antrel Roll and what he means to this team, because when things get tough, especially in New York, you know, the media's going to get on you. Who's going to be that rock? Who's going to be that rock in the locker room that's going to hold things together? And he's been that guy.
And when he's in that safety spot, I mean, he just throws his body around, lets it fly. Obviously, when they signed Walter Thurman, I'm sure Antrel Roll went and shook his hand and said, thanks, right, get me out of the slot. But, you know, he's the kind of guy that just can make game-changing plays.
It just seems like he has a knack for the big play and the big moment. As the moment gets tougher and gets in that little situation, he comes up and makes a play. If it's, you know, rushing the quarterback, if it's making a big hit or third down, or if it's making an interception, he's been that guy.
All right, the Giants also happy to have Stevie Brown back after missing all of last year with a knee injury. Earlier today, he spoke with Paul Dottino.
Well, thanks, Bob. And Stevie, you finally got back out on the field after a year following that ACL surgery. What did it feel like? You told me there would be butterflies going into that Bills game.
Yeah, there definitely was, but I mean, it felt great. I just remember before the game, just talking to Trill, and I'm just like, man, you know, I gotta wait for this first hit. Gotta see what it's gonna be like and everything. You know, Trill's just like, you got this, you know. And then literally very first play, a gap opens up, and I have to run down 10 yards, shoot the gap, and make the tackle. So like, it just happened right away, but everything went great. Everything felt great, and just it was definitely so good to be back out there with my team.
Now, you've had a chance to work during the course of training camp, but was it the mental aspect or the physical aspect that you were most curious about, and how do you think both of those components came along?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, mentally doing a drill work, backpedaling, cutting, doing things like that was fine. It was the whole mental and physical part of the whole contact and live situation that I had to get over since I hadn't been in that situation yet. Mm-hmm. And being able to go out there and do that Sunday definitely helped.
What do you still need to do to be 100%? I'm going to assume you're not quite there yet before the Lions game in a month when the regular season opens.
I just gotta keep building. You know, it's just all the steps right now are in place. It's just continue to go out there and keep getting stronger, strengthening my leg in the weight room, coming out here, developing more trust in it. And as I can keep doing that, it's going to definitely be better for me.
Now, 2 years ago, Stevie was a real bandit around the league, 8 picks. What are the goals that you have for yourself this year coming off of the surgery? I don't know. Are they the same, similar, different?
You know, as I remember before Tuck left, me and Tuck were joking around, and you know how Adrian Peterson came off his ACL and 9 yards shy of the all-time rushing record. So I said, you know, 14 is the record. You know, I mean, they're going to get 14 or 13, you know. You know, just, you know, you got to set your goals high, just something like that, you know.
Stevie Brown, thanks for your time. Welcome back.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck. Bob, let's go back to you.
Thanks, Paul. AP, why is Stevie Brown a good fit in this defense?
Perfect. Him and Antrel Roll, right? Yin and yang. You got a guy who can play deep. You got another guy going to box. But what I like about Stevie Brown is not scared to come up like you saw in the first play in the preseason. Come up and be physical, but just a ball hawk. When the ball's in the air, making the correct breaks to get to the football.
All right. Stevie Brown back and ready to go. The Giants are going to need him in a big way. Make sure you join us tomorrow night here at 6 p.m. for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on MSG+. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.